This is Cross Currents. I'm Ben Trefney in for Hana Baba. We're all about growth here at KALW, and now we want to bring you a preview of a new podcast we're launching, hosted by our own Casey Miner. Take it away.
Because people who know me, they know I'm not going to be around Monday night because this is where I come. This is what I do.
Mark Thompson and I are at the Dublin Iceland Skating Rink in Dublin, California. It's Monday, which means Monday Night Hockey, which Mark's been to almost every week since 1974.
Ice rinks don't change that much, I gotta say that too. There's something about them. They're usually kind of dingy and a little smelly and old and damp. And so that part of it has never changed. There's something about an ice rink.
What does change is the ice itself. Some nights it's good, some nights it's bad. And there's a person whose job it is to know the difference. I'm Casey Miner, and this is The Specialist. So we'll go back to Dublin, Iceland. Monday night hockey lasts a few hours, so we've got time. But first, let's head about 30 miles south to San Jose, home of the Sharks, the Bay Area's only professional hockey team.
Got hired here, never skated in my life.
This is the Sharks' ice guy, Richard Rocha. His actual title is Director of Operations, but we'll be going with Ice Guy. And he didn't start out caring or even knowing much about ice. He was more into golf and tennis. 10 years later, though, he is no longer a newbie. He goes to conferences about ice. He reads Rink magazine. He goes to an annual trade show.
Bunch of Rink folks, as I am now a part of.
Rink folks. Yeah. So he's totally in this world. And this is a world where ice matters. Rinks have reputations. So Rocha is used to hearing about the quality of his ice.
What's going on here? You guys put too much water down, those types of things.
A good ice guy doesn't just pour some water in a cold place, then stand back and admire his handiwork. He monitors the ice all day. Because though the rink is cold, people are warm. The warmer it gets, the more players can slow down. Maybe they hit holes or soft spots in the ice, then fall down. That's called catching an edge. Warm ice also makes the puck bounce. Not good. If those kinds of things happen too much, well, it means you have kind of a shitty ice rink, which is not okay for professional hockey. Asking the players to skate on bad ice would be like asking track stars to run in the mud. So Richard Rocha is always paying attention.
The only thing we're really worried about is anything that could possibly melt the ice. If for some reason we do have injuries from time to time, but if someone lays on the ice, if you're down with a broken leg, and it has happened, your clothes will freeze. You'll freeze to the ice. Your clothes will freeze to the ice, and you got to be peeled off. So you know all that type of stuff happens.
And it starts happening immediately. From the moment Rocha builds the perfect ice, it starts to fall apart. But let's not go there yet. First, imagine starting from nothing. The platonic ideal of an ice rink is yours to create.
When we start from scratch, it's a cement slab.
A wide cement floor needs to be clean. Then you cover it with a thin layer of water.
From there, we spray white ice paint on it. You know, make sure you get a good thorough layer on there. That's a base for our look and feel and how, you know, lights reflect off of the rink and all that stuff is very important.
Ice paint is a special kind of paint. It's what makes an ice rink look like an ice rink.
And then from there, you can go ahead and start laying out your lines, your goal creases, find out your face-off dots, you know, and then everyone likes the big shark head.
They are the San Jose Sharks, after all. And side note, back in 1990, when the team was just forming, people sent in 5,000 suggestions for a name. The winner was actually Blades, but the owners thought that sounded too weapon-y. So they went with Sharks, which I guess is less violent. I don't know. Anyway, so it's all laid out. That ice rink look you see on TV all created. Now it's time for more water.
And we actually use a fire hose. Get out there just like a firefighter. And we're spraying, you know, once there's a good base going. It may take, you know, 20 to 30 minutes to wet the entire rink. And then it may take an hour or two for it to freeze solid. And you go out there and repeat the process.
Add more water, freeze it. Add more water, freeze it. As may be obvious by now, it's arduous and time-consuming to build ice from scratch. Rocha says they actually only do it every 3 to 5 years. So once people start skating, their goal is to maintain. Break the ice down, build it back up again. There's a specialist for that, too.
And once we get, you know, about 3/4 of an inch of ice, our guys go out there and begin with a Zamboni.
The Zamboni is the giant truck that drives around and smooths out the ice. It's technically called an ice resurfacer in the same way that a Kleenex is technically called a facial tissue.
And the important thing there is to use hot water. So the goal is to use hot water to create a nice, hard, solid sheet of ice.
And then, when it's perfect, you have to wreck it. Start skating, create ruts and fractures, which then get filled with new water, making the whole thing stronger. This is a key step. You can't skip it.
Many a times we've said, hey, we need a group of 20 guys to go out there and break in the sheet of ice.
This is true from the biggest professional ice rink to the humblest recreational one. Remember Dublin, Iceland? Breaking in the ice is something the guys at Monday Night Hockey love to do. And every week is a new test of their patience. Because though it is very tempting to hit that cool, shiny surface as soon as the Zamboni finishes, doing that basically guarantees bad ice. Mark Thompson, remember him from the beginning of this? He's the one who's been unavailable on Monday night since 1974. He told me the hockey guys pride themselves on waiting. They're willing to hold out for better ice. Mostly.
What do you think is the sound of people waiting for ice to dry?
What is that sound?
Yeah.
a lot of grumbling and, I'm going to go, I want to go, I want to skate. Very impatient, you know, when guys get out here. And it's hard holding them back. It's funny because some of the guys will just come out and just start skating around, and then we got to go, wait a second, hold off. If you wait a second, you know, wait for 5 minutes, we'll have better ice the whole night.
Sometimes, though, the ice is just bad, and there's really nothing you can do to make it better. Remember, this is California. The air is warm. The night I visited, it was really warm, and the players could tell.
How's the ice?
Yeah, it's a little sticky, I think. I'm just getting warmed up on it. I find it's warm tonight, so it's a little slow on the ice. It sort of drags. I suppose when it's colder and it just glides, there's a little stickiness to it. It's like pasta that's overcooked. You know, it's like it's sticky like that a little bit, you know, supposed to that smooth baby's ass kind of deal, you know?
Good ice, like a baby's ass. Richard Rocha, of course, did not put it this way, but he's doing his part to give guys like Luke that experience on the ice, building it up and scraping it down, building it up and scraping it down. It's about 2,000 gallons of water a day. You'd only really see that water as water, though, if something went really wrong. At one point, Rocha takes me out back to see the coolant system, this big room with whirring machinery like a computer data center.
If this were to go down, what would happen in there?
We'd have a leak. We would have a leak, yeah, absolutely. So it's not ideal.
Not ideal. As we head back in, I ask him the thing I really wonder about every specialist.
Did you ever think you would know this much about ice?
Absolutely not. No. Absolutely not.
Thanks, Ice Guy. And hey, who are you again?
Hi, I'm Richard Rocha. Welcome to Sharks Ice.
Thank you very much.
No problem.
I really appreciate that.
This is the first episode of The Specialist, a new podcast about the work we don't think about and the people who do it. I owe a debt here to true specialist Frank Zamboni, who invented the first ice resurfacing truck in 1949, and who also solved other extremely specific problems, such as the problem of how to lift and carry cement burial vaults. That invention is called the vault carrier. Special thanks also to my friend Eric Simmons. You heard him earlier complaining about bad ice, and he complains only because he really, truly loves Monday Night Hockey.
Where I learned how to swear from the goalies and where they used to have chain link fence instead of glass on the boards. It's a great romantic place in my imagination. It's really a small, dinky, pitiful ice rink, and I love it dearly.
Hey, nice shot, Bobby.
I'm Casey Miner. Thanks for listening.